तम सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तम सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादां सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो जस्ट सी कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इज सच अ हैप्पी लाइफ। You sing, you discuss nice philosophy, eat nice prasadam, be with nice people. That is it. Nothing much required. So what is the need for us to go to other things in life? What pleasure and what happiness is there? दूसरे चीजों में क्या आनंद रखा है? यही सब कुछ है। बहुत सरल है। क्या चाहिए इसके लिए? केवल हम भक्तों के बीच में आए, भजन और कीर्तन अच्छी तरह से गाएं, मधुर भजन बस, और अच्छा प्रसाद लें। सो इट्स नॉट कॉम्प्लिकेटेड एट ऑल, but still it conveys the highest goal of life. The ultimate can be achieved just by this simple process of devotees coming together to hear and chant about Krishna. That's all. You don't need big things, big economic development, big social development, industrial development, not required. For real happiness, the only thing that is required is that we should come together to hear and chant about Krishna. Bade bade karkhane, bade bade udyog, inki koi avashyakta nahi hai. Keval bhakton ke beech mein aake hum Bhagwan ke bare mein sune, kuch kahen, bas itna hi kaafi hai. तो फिर पेट कैसे भरेगा? हाउ विल वी सस्टेन आवर सेल्व्स इफ यू आर ओनली गोइंग टू बी चैंटिंग एंड हियरिंग? नो, इट इज नॉट डिफिकल्ट। वी हैव मेड आवर लाइफ वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड, सो दीज थिंग्स अपीयर टू बी वेरी कॉम्प्लिकेटेड, बट एक्चुअली इफ यू लिव अ सिंपल लाइफ देन सर्वाइवल इज नॉट सच अ मेजर प्रॉब्लम। We have made survival such a major problem because we have made our life very complicated. इतना जटिल हमारा जीवन हमने ही बना लिया है कि अब जीवन का संघर्ष बहुत बढ़ चुका है और इसलिए जीवन बहुत कठिन लगता है। लेकिन वास्तव में जीवन बहुत सरल है, यदि हम चाहें तो उसे बहुत सरल बना सकते हैं। So Krishna consciousness or real life is about simple living, high thinking. Saral jivan, unche vichar. But the whole world is doing the opposite. High living, simple thinking. High living, so we live in big multi-story apartments, 100 stories, 200 stories apartment buildings. And simple thinking. We don't want to think about any spiritual subjects. So this is not human life. Human life is a special gift of Lord Krishna for us to understand Him and know Him. Ye manushya jeevan Bhagwan ki anmol bhent hai, जिसके द्वारा हम उनको समझ सकते हैं, उनको जान सकते हैं। केवल मनुष्य जीवन में ही यह संभव है। इट इज नॉट पॉसिबल इन अदर फॉर्म्स ऑफ लाइफ। हियर इन दिस लेक्चर एंड कीर्तन वी आर सीइंग ओनली ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। आई डोंट सी एनी अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज। एंड देयर मे बी अ फ्यू अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज, बट दे आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट। ऑल द बैक्टीरिया इन आवर स्टमक्स and maybe some insects maybe here and there, they will also get benefited by the sound of the holy name. So this is the process of Krishna consciousness. But it sounds too good to be true. People are suspicious. They think that for something to be nice and a cause of success and happiness, things must be very complicated. जब तक कोई चीज़ें बहुत जटिल नहीं होती, हमें विश्वास नहीं होता कि ये चीज़ अच्छी है। One doctor devotee was telling me that when patients come to him, if he tells them that look, there's nothing wrong with you, it's nothing serious, just gargle with a little salt water, just take a little this or little that, you'll be okay, they think he's not a good doctor. So unless he gives a very long prescription of so many medicines and this investigation, this test, then they will think, oh, he's a good doctor, he knows everything. But if he tells them something very simple, then they think that he doesn't know. So this is the problem. So we also have made life very, very complicated today. Just see in Krishna's time in Vrindavan, how simple was life. What did Krishna do? What was his profession? Yes, God also has a profession, you know. If you can have a profession, why should God not have a profession? God also has a profession. His profession is he herds cows. And every morning he used to go out, no holidays, no weekends, no Easter weekends for him. Every day he would go out to herd the cows. And the cows would follow, hundreds of thousands of cows would come with him. And he would go into the forest, the cows would be happily grazing, and he would play with his friends, have a lot of fun, and then come back in the evening. That is God's life. Generally we think of God being very busy in his office, trying to manage all the data of all the living entities, who has done what sin, what pious activity, who will get the reaction of what, how to manage this creation, how to do some tsunami somewhere, how to do some earthquake somewhere. But this is not God's job. God delegates this function to others. God has no time. He's busy grazing the cows and playing with his friends and doing Rasleela. This is not God's work. Do any of you like to go to your office? Don't you look forward to a holiday? Why? Because you want to enjoy. In the office you can't enjoy. In the office there's so many problems you have to deal with, so many things you have to do, go at this time, do this, come back only not before this time. Daftar jana koi pasand nahi karte hain. Sab chutti manana chahte hain, ghar mein rehna chahte hain. क्यों ऐसे? क्योंकि भगवान में भी इच्छा है. भगवान भी दफ्तर नहीं जाना चाहते. भगवान भी घर में रह के आनंद लेना चाहते. सो कृष्णा इज गॉड, ही वॉन्ट्स टू ऑल्सो बी हैप्पी लाइक दिस. सो ही रिमेन्स इन द हाउस एंड ही इज प्लेइंग. सो वृंदावन इज कृष्णाज हाउस, कृष्णाज विलेज. एंड व्हेन ही ग्रोज अप, then he has to go to school, he has to go to college, he has to take up a job, then he goes to Mathura, Dwarka. But he doesn't like it so much. He doesn't like being there in the big darbar. So he likes being in Vrindavan, grazing the cows, playing happily. So this is the main form of God, God in the house. And this is Krishna in Vrindavan. The Krishna who is grazing the cows, who is doing Rasleela with the gopis, who is giving pleasure to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This is Krishna in his most original and relaxed form. And this is the Krishna whom we worship. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshitanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kajitupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matabhidam Tatradara Naparaha. So in this verse we are given a description of who is God. Who is God? Who is our worshipable God? Our worshipable God is our Aradhya Bhagavan. Our worshipable God, हमारे आराध्य भगवान कौन है? व्रजेश तनय. तनय मतलब पुत्र और व्रजेश मतलब वृंदावन के ईश्वर या राजा नंद महाराज. तो नंद महाराज के जो पुत्र है वो है श्री कृष्ण. व्रजेश तनय इज अ सन ऑफ नंद महाराज. वो कहाँ रहते हैं? सिडनी में, वैकुंठ में, कहाँ रहते हैं? तद्धाम वृंदावनम. सो हिज होम इज वृंदावन. सो इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो द अबाउट समबडी, फर्स्ट यू वॉन्ट टू नो हिज नेम, लाइक इन आवर पासपोर्ट्स एंड वीजा फॉर्म, सो मेनी थिंग्स यू हैव टू राइट, नेम, फादर्स नेम, एड्रेस, टेलीफोन नंबर. सो ऑल दीज डिटेल्स आर गिवन अबाउट कृष्णा, अबाउट गॉड ऑल्सो. हु इज हिज फादर? नंद महाराज, ब्रजेश. What is his hometown? Vrindavan. And who are his associates? All the Brajavasis. Ramya kachit upasana Brajavadhu vargena ya kalpita. And the gopis of Vrindavan are the topmost worshippers of this Supreme Lord. There is no one who can worship Krishna like the gopis of Vrindavan. And how do we know all these things? Where is all the details of God given like this? ये सारी जानकारी कहाँ दी गई है? भगवान का टेलीफोन नंबर, भगवान का नाम, पता, सब कहाँ दिया हुआ है? श्रीमद् भागवतम प्रमाणममलम. हर चीज का प्रमाण चाहिए ना. देर इज प्रमाण और एविडेंस फॉर एवरीथिंग. जस्ट लाइक वन वी केम हियर वी हैड टू लुक एट सम मैप्स टू गो लाइक दिस. दैट इज अ प्रमाण, दैट इज द ऑथेंटिक मैप बुक. So similarly, to know God's address, telephone number, name, father's name, brother's name, sister's name, all these things, you have to have a manual, a book. So the pramana, the best pramana, or the evidence, is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pramanam amalam. Amal, amalam is that which is without contamination, without any defect. And what is the ultimate goal of our life? This Srimad Bhagavatam has to be used for what purpose? It has to be used for the purpose of developing love for that Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And who is saying like this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the opinion, matam, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatra adaraha na paraha. And I don't consider anyone's opinion superior to that opinion. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this, and because the Srimad Bhagavatam contains this information, therefore I accept that Krishna, who is a son of Nanda Maharaj, who lives in Vrindavan, and is worshipped by all the gopis and the gopas, is my worshipable Lord. Why are the residents of Vrindavan and particularly the gopis considered the best worshippers of the Lord? Vrindavan ke nivasi sabse achhe bhakt kyun mane jate hain? Ek baar hua ye ki Bhagwan Krishna ko sardard hua. So Lord Krishna had a headache and so many Ayurvedic doctors came to give him some medicine. Somehow the headache did not get cured. So finally they asked Krishna, you tell us yourself, what is the cure for your headache? He said, there is one cure. The cure is, I want the dust from the feet of my devotee on my head. Then my headache will get cured. So everyone said, this is not possible. How can we do this? How can we give the dust from our feet to your head? It should be the other way around. We should take the dust from your feet and put on our head. Then Narad Muni came along. जो भगवान ने कहा कि सरदर्द दूर दूर करने के लिए एक ही उपाय है और वो है कि मेरे भक्तों के चरणों की धूली मेरे सर पे लग जाए तो फिर ठीक हो जाएगा मेरा सरदर्द। तो भक्तों ने कहा ऐसे कैसे हो सकता है, हमारे चरण की धूली भगवान के सर पे कैसे लगाएं, बल्कि भगवान की चरण धूली हमारे सर पे लगनी चाहिए। सो नारद मुनि केम, नारद मुनि वाज आल्सो थिंकिंग, हाउ कैन आई गिव माय डस्ट फीट feet of the dust of my feet to Krishna's head? This is not possible. Then Krishna said, okay Naradji, now you go and ask the gopis of Vrindavan. So then Naradji went to Vrindavan and he told the gopis, I am coming from Krishna. Oh really? What is the news about Krishna? So Naradji gave some news and he said, but you see Krishna has a very severe headache. Oh, he has a headache. Yes, and there is only one medicine for it. What is that medicine? The medicine is the dust from the feet of his devotees. Immediately the gopis, they started gathering all the dust that was at their feet. And they put as much as they could into containers and buckets. Take as much as you like. तो जब गोपियों के पास गए नारद जी कि भगवान को सरदर्द हुआ है और इसके लिए उपाय यही है कि चरण धूली चाहते हैं भगवान, तो गोपियों ने भर भर के धूली भर दी बाल्टियों में। तो नारद जी ने पूछा, क्या आपको डर नहीं लगता नरक जाएंगे आप? डोंट यू फील स्केयर्ड यू विल गो टू हेल बिकॉज यू गिविंग द डस्ट फ्रॉम योर फीट टू कृष्णाज हेड? सो द गोपीज सेड दैट इफ वी हैव टू गो टू हेल फॉर एवर, but in the process, if Krishna's headache is relieved, then we are happy. We don't mind going to hell. Then Narad Muni understood why Krishna considers the gopis of Vrindavan as his greatest devotees. तो गोपियों ने जवाब दिया कि हम हमेशा के लिए भी नरक चले जाएंगे तो कोई परवाह नहीं है। यदि थोड़े क्षणों के लिए भी भगवान श्री कृष्ण को राहत मिल जाए अपने सरदर्द से तो हम नरक भी जाने के लिए तैयार हैं। तो इसलिए ये गोपियाँ भगवान कृष्ण की सर्वश्रेष्ठ भक्त मानी जाती है। सो इट्स नॉट विदाउट रीजन दैट द गोपीज ऑफ वृंदावन आर कॉल्ड द ग्रेटेस्ट डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड। दे आर विलिंग टू डू एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग फॉर कृष्णा। This is the nature of the real love of Vrindavan for Krishna. They are not concerned about their own pleasures and pains. They only want to give pleasure to Krishna. This is the standard of devotional service. This is the standard of true religion. Ye sachcha dharma hai. Ye sahi bhakti hai. आजकल दुर्भाग्यवश लोगों को ये पता नहीं है कि सच्चा धर्म क्या है। थोड़ा बहुत पूजा पाठ कर लेते हैं तो सोचते हैं कि हाँ ये सही धर्म है, लेकिन इसका उद्देश्य क्या है वो नहीं जानते। सो पीपल थिंक दैट जस्ट परफॉर्मिंग सम रिचुअल्स और डूइंग सम पर्टिकुलर फंक्शन इज रिलीजन, बट दे डोंट नो व्हाट द रियल पर्पस ऑफ रिलीजन इज। The real purpose of religion is to develop love for Lord Krishna. This is the ultimate goal of our life. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. तो भागवत में कहा गया है कि सबसे ऊंचा धर्म मनुष्यों के लिए ये है कि जिसके द्वारा वो भगवान के प्रति शुद्ध प्रेम जागृत करें, ऐसी सेवा के द्वारा जो कि बिना कोई रुकावट के की जाए और बिना कोई हेतु की जाए। सो दैट प्रोसेस ऑफ धर्म इज सुप्रीम in which one develops love for Lord Krishna. And this process of serving Krishna in order to obtain that love should be uninterrupted. It should be also free from any material motive. It is not that we go to Krishna for fulfilling some material desire. Okay, Krishna, please give me some money. Please relieve me from this disease. Please make my business prosper. No, this is not why we go to Krishna. This is not what religion is meant for. This is bread and butter religion. Dal roti ka dharma nahi hai. Acha, aap mein se kitne logon ke bacche hain? How many of you have children? Okay. Now some of you, your children may be a little grown up. But if they are grown up, some time ago they were small. And some of you may have children who are small. Now does your child or did your child ever come to you and say, will you give me food to eat tomorrow and day after? Will you feed me? Has your child ever come and asked you like this? Why? Does that thought ever cross the mind of the child? Why not? Huh? Yes.
Well, they have faith that the parents will look after.
They have complete faith and confidence that the parents will look after. In fact, they have so much confidence that the thought even doesn't cross their mind. Isn't it? Even the thought doesn't come. So, if a child can be dependent on the parents like that, why should the living entities not be dependent on the ultimate parent, that is Lord Krishna? Lord Krishna is a father, he is a mother, he is a grandfather, grandmother, he is everything for everyone. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamaha. Bhagavan Krishna Gita mein kehte hain, main sabhi ka pita hoon, mata hoon, dhata hoon, pitamaha hoon, sab kuch hoon. I am everything for everyone. So why will not Lord Krishna look after us? Why will he not give us our food? So why should we go to him and say, oh Lord, give us this day our daily bread, hallowed be thy name. Yes, hallowed be thy name, but I don't chant your name because I want bread and butter. I chant your name because I want to please you and develop love for you. That pure standard of dharma or religion is real religion. Otherwise, as Prahlad Maharaj says, religion becomes business. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by Lord Narsingadev, Prahlad, I am very pleased with you. Please ask me for some benediction. What do you want? Prahlad replied to the Lord Lord that I am not a businessman. I have not come here to do business with you. That I will worship you and in return I expect something from you. Jab Bhagwan ne Prahlad se pucha, कि मैं तुमसे बहुत प्रसन्न हूँ, कुछ मांग लो मुझसे, तो प्रहलाद ने कहा, मैं कोई व्यापारी नहीं हूँ, आपसे व्यापार करने नहीं आया मैं, कि मैं आपकी सेवा करूँ और उसके बदले में आप मुझे कुछ दे दो. This is real religion. This is the standard of bhakti. But this standard is not much known now. And nowadays, especially as so far as the term called Hinduism is concerned, it is a very confused situation. It is what we would call a khichdi. Khichdi jante hai na ab kya hai? What is khichdi? Everything is mixed. Ye bhi theek hai, wo bhi theek hai, everyone is okay. All are God. Everyone is God. In India, in every street, you find some Bhagwan. There will be some Lord. Some new God who has just been born somewhere, who has just manifested somewhere, or just departed from somewhere. So many gods are there. Everyone claims they are God. Sometime back, about a couple of years ago, I had gone to South India and I was going to some place and some devotees were driving me in their car. And they pointed to one place and said, this is the ashram of Kalki Bhagwan. I said, Kalki Bhagwan? Yes, he said, this man claims that he is Kalki avatar. As you know, Kalki is supposed to be an avatar of Lord Krishna. But when is he due to come? At the end of Kali Yuga. How many years have passed in Kali Yuga now? 5,000 years. How many years are left for Kali Yuga? 427,000 years. So Kalki has 400,000 years plus before he comes. But how come this Kalki has come now? So then I asked him, tell me something about this Kalki avatar. He said he has just come back from jail. Abhi abhi jail se aaye. Kya kiya unhone? Kuch paise liye the diksha ke liye. Deluxe category mein, economy category mein, alag alag category mein mantra hote hain. Economy category mein mantra chahiye to kam paise mein aapko mantra mil jata hai. Deluxe category mein chahiye, first class, business class mein chahiye to jyada kimat jyada hoti hai. And then you get so many mantras. And everybody, so many people, even educated people were going. Because there is some charisma. And because somebody has some mystic power, ko yog siddhi hoti hai, to log sochte hain ki ye bhagwan ban gaye. Kisi ne kuch vibhuti nikali, kisi ne kuch sona nikal liya. If someone can produce gold, then why don't you worship the jeweler? Just because someone can produce a little gold or some substance, why should we think that he is God? Is this what God is all about? A little mystic power? Just a small little mystic power? You know what is a firefly? Jugnu? Jugnu kya cheez hai aap jante hai na? Firefly. The firefly appears very significant when? In the night time. When there is no moon, no light, at that time the firefly looks very beautiful, very attractive. But when the sun rises, then what happens to the firefly? Insignificant. Even if the firefly shines with all its brightness, it is of no value. So, similarly, all these people have some mystic power, some little yoga siddhi, because of which they can do some little miracle, so-called miracle, some chamatkar. And other innocent people who are ignorant of spiritual knowledge, they become so influenced, they start calling this person as Bhagavan, as God. So this same Kalki avatar was one time at Kumbh Mela. And at Kumbh Mela, one of our ISKCON devotees, he was also there, so he saw this pandal where this Kalki avatar was giving a lecture. So he went, and later he met him personally. And he said that you are claiming that you are Kalki avatar, but in the Bhagavatam it is said that Kalki will be born in Shambhala village. Were you born in Shambhala village? He says, no. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that his father's name is Vishnu Yash. Is your father's name Vishnu Yash? He says, no. He said, moreover, it is said that Kalki avatar will appear after 400,000 years. How is it you have appeared so early? So do you know what he replied? He replied, I could not tolerate the suffering of the living entity, so I came early. So this is the unfortunate situation in India. So many gods and so many babas and so many this and that, and therefore the people are thoroughly confused. Anything goes. Tomorrow you could also stand up and say you are God and you will have many followers, for sure. So because there is no spiritual knowledge, what is this mystic power? Just a little power, it comes because of some practice of austerity in some previous life. So one gets little mystic power. But it is not of much value. One time, from one village, there was one young man. He went to the Himalayas to do some austerities. And he came back after many years. And because he had done so much of yoga and so much of austerity, he had developed the siddhi, or the mystic power of walking on water. तो एक गांव में एक व्यक्ति रहता था, गांव छोड़ के वो हिमालय में चला गया, तपस्या की उसने अनेक वर्षों तक, और कोई सिद्धि प्राप्त कर ली, जल पे चलने की सिद्धि। तो जब लौट के आया तो सारे गांव वालों को बुलाया और कहा कि देखो मैं कुछ चमत्कार दिखाने वाला हूँ। So he called all the villagers and said, I will show you some miracle. And then he started walking on the water. He was actually walking on the water. And all the villagers were struck with wonder. Oh, just see, he is God, he has become God. He is now walking on the water. And then there was one person there. He said, how many years did you take to develop this skill? He said, 12 years of tapasya. So then this other person said, your 12 years of tapasya is worth only 25 paise. So what do you mean? How can you say that? He said, if I pay 25 paise to this boatman, he will take me across the river. So only 5 minutes of work and I can earn 25 paise and I can cross the river. But to cross the river, you had to work 12 years. So who is more intelligent? So what is the use of your being able to walk on the water? Do you get the point? So people think that these mystic powers, they are something spiritual. It is nothing spiritual. It is something material. It has nothing to do with real spiritual life. Real spiritual life is something very sublime, very pure. Nothing to do with showing some powers and things like that. एक बार एक जादूगर थे, मैजिशियन, उनका नाम था पीसी सरकार। उनका नाम सुना है आपने? There was a magician, PC Sarkar, very famous magician in India. And it is said that one time he made a challenge that he could make Taj Mahal disappear. So when people came and sat in front of Taj Mahal, he did some hocus pocus, and when the people were seeing, they suddenly didn't see Taj Mahal for some time. So he used to do such magic. He was considered one of the great magicians. So he came before Srila Prabhupada one time and he started doing so many magic tricks, and Prabhupada enjoyed it because it was nice entertainment. So he had come with the idea of doing entertainment. He didn't come to cheat. He was just simply wanting to entertain the devotees, that's all. So his mind was also clear. So he did so much of magic. He took something from here, produced it from there. He cut somebody and then brought him up from somewhere else. All kinds of very extraordinary things he did. And then Prabhupada said, he started laughing. Prabhupada was enjoying the whole show. And then Prabhupada asked him, you made so many things disappear. Can you make birth and death disappear? आपने इतने सारे चीजों को गायब कर दिया, अब जादू जानते हो, क्या जन्म और मृत्यु को गायब करा सकते हो? So then PC Sarkar said, for that I have to come to you. That you can do. That you can make birth and death disappear. Because you are a great devotee of Krishna. You are a great saint. So this is the real magic. The real magic is to solve the problem of birth and death, to not take birth again. Not that we stay here in this world and try to make our situation comfortable. This is not the goal of life. When Prabhupada ji went to America for the first time, many other people had also gone there. And some reporters one time asked him that many saints and yogis and babas have come from India and they have shown many miracles. Can you also show some miracles? तो जब प्रभुपाद जी अमेरिका गए थे पहली बार, तो एक पत्रकार ने उनसे पूछा कि यहाँ भारत से कई ऐसे योगी बाबा स्वामी वगैरह आए हैं और वो चमत्कार दिखाते हैं, आप भी कोई चमत्कार दिखा सकते हैं क्या? तो प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा हाँ बिल्कुल दिखा सकता हूँ, सो डेफिनेटली आई कैन शो यू सम मिरेकल्स। सो व्हाट आर दोज मिरेकल्स? सो ही पॉइंटेड टू हिज डिसाइपल्स, ऑल अमेरिकन बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, एंड ही सेड दीज आर माय मिरेकल्स। सो द रिपोर्टर वांटेड एन एक्सप्लेनेशन, ही सेड दीज वर ऑल हिप्पीज बिफोर, they were taking drugs, they were taking alcohol, they were eating meat, they were living an animal's life, they had no goal of life, they were not doing any job, no business, no studies, no nothing, living on the street, living here, living there, they were all from good families, but they rebelled against the society, and the society or American society is in a complete bewilderment about what to do with these young people, you don't know how to deal with them. But see, they have come and they have surrendered. They are now looking so bright-faced. I have made these hippies into happies. Earlier they were addicted to all kinds of bad habits, and now they have given up all these bad habits. They have become so saintly. So is this not a bigger miracle than just producing some gold or producing some thing, substance from thin air? उन्होंने कहा कि इससे बड़ा चमत्कार क्या हो सकता है कि ये जो इतने पापी लोग थे, इतने पतित थे, ये अब साधु बन गए हैं, सारी बुरी आदतों को उन्होंने त्याग दिया है और केवल भगवान कृष्ण का नाम लेकर भगवान की सेवा के लिए अपना जीवन समर्पित कर रहे हैं, इससे बड़ा चमत्कार क्या हो सकता है। सो दिस इज अ फैक्ट, दिस इज रियल मिरेकल टू गिव अप the sinful tendencies in the heart of the people. This is real miracle. And this is what a saintly person is supposed to do, to change the hearts of people. Logon ka hriday badalna, ye badi baat hai. And we should remember, at the time when Srila Prabhupada went to America in 1965, the hippie movement was at its peak. जब प्रभुपाद जी अमेरिका गए थे 1965 में, तो हिप्पी आंदोलन जो है अपने शिखर पे था उस समय, एंड दे हैड अ फॉर्मूला अमंगस्ट देम, दे वर ऑल यंगस्टर्स, ऑल टीनेजर्स हु लेफ्ट देयर होम्स एंड दे वर जस्ट टेकिंग ड्रग्स एंड लिविंग हियर एंड देयर, एंड दे हैड अ फॉर्मूला व्हिच दे ऑल लिव्ड बाय। द फॉर्मूला वाज Never trust anyone above the age of 30. तीस वर्ष की आयु के ऊपर किसी भी व्यक्ति के ऊपर विश्वास नहीं करना। Of course, they forgot that one day they would also be 30 years of age. But anyway, that was their mood at that time. And what to speak of being age 30, Prabhupada was age 70. More than double of that age, number one, and they surrendered to him completely. They wouldn't trust anyone above the age of 30, but for Prabhupada, even though he was 70, they trusted him so much, they surrendered their lives to him. 70 साल के व्यक्ति के शरण में वो आए, अपना जीवन उन्होंने समर्पित कर दिया. And this was a strange man for them. His English they could hardly understand. Unki angrezi ye log samajh bhi nahi paate the. His accent was very thick with Bengali accent. So they could not even clearly understand what he is saying. But they just knew he is a very nice person, very saintly person. They liked to be with him. He would cook gulab jamuns and give it to them as Krishna Prasad, and they would like to eat gulab jamuns. He would do kirtan with them. They would come in the parks, in the streets. They would do kirtan. In this way, Prabhupada started this movement. Sadkon se. He started from the streets. Nowadays, people make a big story of rags to riches stories. Somebody started with little money and now he has become a billionaire. लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी के पास क्या था? What did प्रभुपाद have? When he went to America, he had only $7. With $7, how much can you do? Even in those days, how much could you do with $7? And within 12 years, only 12 years, he had more than 108 temples all over the world. And many of these temples were old castles, old churches, old mansions that were purchased. Partly donated, sometimes purchased fully. Huge amounts of money were spent to buy these temples. Where did it come from? One man was penniless with $7 in his pocket. Just see, how did he do all this? Because he was a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. क्योंकि भगवान कृष्ण के शुद्ध भक्त थे तो उन्होंने ये चमत्कार कर दिखाया. So Krishna used him as an instrument to transform this world. So this is what real dharma is. The real spirit of preaching has to be there. The spirit of compassion, that we should spread the Sanatan Dharma to everyone, give them the benefit of this highest happiness of life. That is one reason why Sanatan Dharma has collapsed in India, because people were not practicing and they were not preaching. So everything became disturbed. But Srila Prabhupada has revived this spirit, this dynamic spirit. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for that. It doesn't matter whether it is Australia or South Africa, Russia, America, India, Japan, Australia, everywhere. Now devotees are there. Even in the Gulf countries, in the communist countries, devotees are everywhere. So it is such a great privilege for all of us to have a chance to participate in this movement. Just by coming together like this in the company of devotees, we can make our life so happy and completely successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. तो अंग्रेजी में प्रवचन हुआ. Little English, little Hindi. Any questions? Yes. Yes.
Maharaj, actually, an association, nice lecture. The first thing that is said in your lecture was the simplicity that we have to inculcate in our lives. How, in a practical way, we can understand to live simply? What does it mean to live simply?
To reduce your consumption. To reduce your usage of everything. To be content with as little as is possible. It starts with that. Or, whatever you have, but at least stop at that. Don't hanker for more, 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 more. Yes? You don't need too much. Even if you have a lot, you can still eat the same only. You can't eat more than that. So reducing our consumption, reducing our so-called needs, we don't really need so much as we think we do. It is only because of the propaganda of the modern world that we think that we need so many things. But we don't actually need. Yes.
Maharaj, the Amrapas in us, they keep tormenting us. We think that we are, they suddenly come, and we realize that we are still very much in trouble, like lots of other us. And also the mind is full speed. You know that this is wrong, but it just passes. It's already crossed the line.
Yes, that is the nature of the mind. Just like the child, can you expect a child to sit quietly? Cannot expect. You may try. You may say, hush, hush, shoo, shoo. You may say so many things. You may do this, you may make your eyes big, you will do so many things to make him sit down. You can't do it. Because it's nature. The nature of the child is to be restless. So similarly, the nature of the mind is also to be restless. So if the mind is not restless, that would be really surprising. So because the mind is restless, we have to now try to focus it on Lord Krishna, then it can become stable. The only way to control the restless mind is that. Abhyasena takaunteya vairagyena chakrihyate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, by two things you can control the restless mind. One is by constant practice, and the other is by detachment. So therefore, we practice certain spiritual things, like we chant japa, we chant on the beads, this Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then we chant in kirtan, like we did some time ago. We read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and such books. We come to the association of devotees, we hear and chant about Krishna. We offer our food to Lord Krishna and then accept it as prasadam. So there are so many things that we do as a practice. Similarly, there are some things which we call vairagya. We abstain from. We don't do certain activities which are prohibited. Like we don't take any intoxicants. We don't do any activities that involve any form of gambling. We don't take any non-vegetarian food and so on. So many restrictions are there. So these help us to get detached from this world. So by following a combination of these two things, then we can actually curb the turbulence of the mind. Then the mind will calm down and it will become focused on Krishna. Then it will become stable. Yes.
Maharaj, just in a previous lecture you told like the gopis, when they are with Krishna, they are in some like they are attached to Krishna. And suddenly when Krishna left for Dwarika, they are in the mode of, you know, like a separation. So what was their mental state? Was there in the mental state of detachment, or was it blissful? What kind of...
The question is that when gopis, what was the state of mind of the gopis when they... when Krishna went to Mathura? Yes? The state was that they were feeling intense separation from Krishna. You can feel intense separation only when there is intense love. If there is no love, why will you feel separation? Correct? So they were feeling intense separation from Krishna, and in that separation, they were constantly remembering Krishna. And therefore, in that sense, they were always with Krishna. And sometimes, they would want to forget Krishna. What is the use of remembering this Krishna? He has left us and gone. He said he will come back in a few days, but few years have gone, he is not coming back. So let us forget him. So they would sit in meditation trying to forget Krishna. But not possible for them to forget Krishna. We sit in meditation to try to remember Krishna and we can't remember Krishna. But they were sitting trying to forget Krishna and they were not able to forget Krishna. Of course, they didn't really want to forget Krishna. It was just a bhava. So that was their mood of separation, feeling the separation from Krishna. That is why they are considered the most exalted devotees of Lord Krishna. Okay? Yes.
Maharaj, my question relates to the concept of endeavor. How does one know where the line is? You know, how much effort do you put into it? Why is it every level? Your children when they're studying, or even when they're university or working. To what extent do you know that I've done my bit and now the rest is up to Gopinath? At a practical level, how does one ascertain or determine?
The question is that how does one understand where one draws a line in one's endeavor to say that I have done this much, now it's up to Krishna. Yes, this is a subjective thing. It depends on one's spiritual advancement also. But the principle is that one should not make unnecessary endeavor for things which are difficult to obtain. Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha janasangascha laulyamcha shadbhir bhakti vinashyati. In the Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami mentions that there are six things in particular which will destroy our bhakti. One is atyahar, ati ahar. Ati ahar means eating more food than required or collecting more money than required. So if we are engaged in this business of just eating or making money more and more and more, then our bhakti will not take off very nicely. The second thing is prayas, which means excessive endeavor for things, material things, which are very difficult to obtain. So when you know that such a thing is extremely difficult, it will engage and absorb your entire mind and consciousness in doing it, your time, your energy, then why to do such a thing? So we have to try to simplify our life, to simplify our endeavors to the extent that is necessary for our reasonably comfortable life. How much is reasonably comfortable? Again, is subjective, but let us take it whatever you have now. Start from this point. Whatever is there now, be happy with it and work your honest life for reasonable time every day. Leave time for your Krishna consciousness, for your chanting, for associating, for reading, for serving, and the rest is up to Lord Krishna. Okay?
And Maharaj, just to follow up, is there a similar demarcation or line in spiritual endeavors, or is there no such?
So is there a line, similar line for spiritual endeavors? Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that obviously, you cannot artificially do things. For example, if someone says, I will only sleep 1 hour every night, I will just chant whole day and whole night. Can you last out for a long time? How long can you do it? I will do nirjal every day. Not possible. So obviously, we have to draw a line. It's called Yukta Vairagya. We have to balance. We have to understand that we have this body, we have needs. So we have to fulfill those needs also. So even our spiritual endeavors must be regulated by practical considerations of our living situation. So in the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, Yukta Hara Viharasya, Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu, Yukta Svapnava Bodhasya, Yoga Bhavati Dukkaha. He says, if there is a yogi or a spiritualist who doesn't want misery, then what should he do? He should regulate his life. Yukta ahar, he should regulate his food. Yukta vihar, he should regulate his recreation. What are the things in which he does his entertainment? Yukta cheshtasya karmasu, he should regulate his work for his livelihood. Yukta svapna avabodhasya, he should regulate his sleep. So everything in a spiritualist life has to be regulated. Regulated means not too much, not too little. If you do too much or too little, then that will cause disturbance. So we must have the proper balance in life. So therefore, yes, there is some limits that we have to draw. But no, because in one sense, in your consciousness, there is no limit. You can 24 hours be absorbed in that. That is our goal. We want to reach that platform. Okay? Any other questions? Yes.
Raj, in terms of recreation for devotees, which are the kind of recreation which would be regarded as appropriate?
Permissible.
Permissible.
So what is a permissible recreation for devotees? Basically, a devotee doesn't need extra recreation because everything is recreation in a devotee's life. The kirtan, coming for the classes, hearing nice classes, reading nice books, associating with devotees, sharing prasadam, it's all recreation. But still, if you want something more, yes, you may go for some pilgrimage, you may go for some trip to another holy places, instead of going to Hawaii and doing surfing and things of that sort. Why don't you go to some holy place, go for a parikrama, go for darshan, or go out for a picnic with devotees to some place which is very beautiful, and then have kirtan there, have some nice programs there, spiritual programs. Or if there are some devotional, genuinely devotional, bona fide films, then you could see that. Things of that nature, things which are connected to Krishna consciousness. And some degree of recreation, yes, you may sometimes go for a walk, but you don't have to go to the gymnasium to build the body. Or you don't have to go to the cinema hall to see the latest hit movie. That kind of recreation not necessary for devotees. Yes? To book distribution in Nagar Sankirtan? Yes, the importance of book distribution, Nagar Sankirtan, is exactly what I said is Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada took so much of risk, so much of trouble to go all the way at the age of 70 to America with $7 in his pocket. And he writes that when he got down on the shores of America, he did not know whether to turn left or turn right. Will any 70-year-old gentleman take such a risk? To go to some place you have no idea where you are going. You are just going to a new country for the first time with no money, with only a strong desire to preach a religion that is so strange to them that they have never even heard of it. And he had two heart attacks on the way on the ship. That is the spirit. For the sake of spreading this message of Krishna consciousness everywhere, Prabhupada did that. So this is devotional life, following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj and all the great saintly devotees of the past. So we go out in the streets, we go out to meet people in their homes, in the offices, universities, shops, wherever else they're willing to give them this literature, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, real knowledge. This is genuine welfare work. Similarly, when we go out for Nagar Sankirtan to chant the holy names on the streets, we are also giving people a chance to hear the holy names of Krishna. So these two are among the most important welfare activities for all humanity. Yes, indeed, Sydney also must pick up in all these activities. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So I'd like to thank Arvindini Mataji for hosting us this afternoon and making nice arrangements for everybody to come here so we can all hear and chant about Krishna together. We pray that Lord Krishna may bless her and her family to advance very nicely in Krishna consciousness and become pure devotees of Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And thank you all for coming this afternoon. Hare Krishna.